เขามาเป้าเป็นยัง professional นะอยากให้เขาซอยเป็น continue the legacy นะ pursue the freedom for Laos a young professional perspective and to be the voice the new generation of Lao people especially young professionals who are 20s and 30s and even 40s like myself who have either come as refugees คนมาเป็นอพยพเป็นเด็กน้อยมาบ้านเมกาอยากให้ผู้ให้เขาผู้เดี๋ยวนี้เขาบอกฟังเชื่อเขาบอกผู้บอกเข้าใจก็ว่าที่ที่สี่มาแล้วบ้านเมกาเนี่ยเสียแรงเสียเงินเสียคำเสีย language เสีย culture เสียหลายเดี๋ยวนี้นะแล้วคนveteran คือพอเขานะคนเป็นเฒ่าแล้วบอกให้เสียนะแล้วอยากเขาผู้เขาอ่านเขาฟังผมเขาถามเขาซอยก็ฮอดมาสาวปีแล้วเขาซอยพ่อเขานะrecognize Lao veterans of America นะ recognize the struggle and the history of Laos you know I'm an American history teacher and you know in the American history textbooks they don't it's not written about the CIA secret war in Laos it's not written about the Laotian people's struggle to todayfor freedom and democracy and 40 years of oppression under the communist rule. I mean, it's out there, but you really have to search it out. But I'll give you an example. Even highly educated young Lao professionals, if they don't have parents who teach them the basic things of our history and our culture, like for instance, they won't even know what the Lao freedom flag looks like.Our three-headed elephant on the seventh pedestal, the red flag with the white elephant, three-headed elephant. Many, many young Laotians don't know what that flag stands for. And so they just accept what's commonly out there and will even like, you know, and then a lot of people don't know that the Lao veterans of America and many, many of them were brought here to the United States, trained by the U.S. Army, returned to Laos to fight for freedom.Many of them were imprisoned, others were killed, and others fled, and that their struggle for the freedom of Laos still continues today. And we have to honor that. I mean, the United States of America honors the Lao Veterans of America. I was so honored last year in 2014. I was a high school, Iowa High School Principal of the Year. They sent us out to Washington, D.C., and were recognized as National Principals of the Year. And I made it a point.My children to Arlington National Cemetery, where there in the most hallowed ground of the United States for veterans is a marker, a plaque that the United States Senate, through the work of the Lao Veterans of America, those veterans are recognized in Arlington National Cemetery. I was extremely proud to show my children that, to let them know that my dad, Bear Pathu, was involved in that freedom fight.And that freedom struggle for that struggle continues today. So that's my message, and to share that both in Lao, but especially in English, to my fellow young Laotians who are out there all over the world. And I know there's many of them, but I want them to understand that message, understand that that we can be an advocate, peaceful advocates for Laos, for freedom and for democracy and reform for the betterment of all people, but especially...our relatives back home, our friends, and for the history of our culture and our language and our ancestry.